that we have been zeicha to hear from midei shana b'shana has been malavas from the inception of our program. I mentioned to Rav Friedman when he first came to speak here, we had 35 people upstairs. Now Kane Yirbu, Itais Seif Saf Solo Base Midrasha. It is our privilege to be able to be Nene from the Torah and the Machshava of Reisha, the Kailum and Bells, and someone whose Torah is Nafutz worldwide, a guy named Rav Pinchas Friedman.
First of all, Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abum B'Shem Hashem. The decision was, I don't know yet, it was a Bezn Shel Shulish or Shel Chuf Gimel or Ayin Aleph, that I need to give over Baronisson the Shaliach, Shliach the Rachmona, that I should give this year in English. So, for those who are Yiddish speaking and would like me to give this year in Yiddish because I express myself better, I would also like to do it in Yiddish. But we have an opportunity to be Mekayim, a real Mitzvah Seser, the Raisa of a Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. So we're going to try to give this year in English, far from perfect, but I hope I'll be understood and we're going to say the tefillah, the known tefillah, Yil Rutz and Imre Fi Vehegi and Libel Lefanecho Hashem Tzuri Vegayali. The noise that was chosen to learn and to talk about and to be mafalpul is the noise from Berchas Hamazon. Berchas Hamazon, the only broche from all the broches, which is the Oraisa. About Berchas HaTorah we're going to see soon. So let's begin with the Mechaber Paskins and Erechaim, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Siv Dalet. Ochal, he ate. Ve'eino yodeya im birch birchat amozen im lav. He doesn't know, he has a suffix whether he benched birchas amozen, if not. Tzurich levorech misofik mipnei shehi min atoire. All the brachas, if there is a sofik, because it's a derabbanan, sofik brachas lahokoil. But berachas atoire, because it's the raisa, tzurich levorech misofik mipnei shehi min atoire. The mechaber repeats the same aloche in Simen Reish Tes, Siv Gimel, and the mechaber states, B'chol ha-brochus, im nistapek, im birich, im lav, eino mavorech. All the brochus, all the brachas mitzvot, whatever it is, he has a suffix whether you make the brocha or not, he shouldn't repeat it because it's the Rabbanon. Chutz mi berchus ha-mozoin, shehi shel teire. The noise that we're going to put on the table today is we know, the Gemara says in brochus, Chafalef and Memchesamot Beis, that only the first three brachas of Berchas Hamazon is Menatoire. The fourth bracha, Berchas Atoiva Maitev, Beyavna Tikniu. Why? For the Riga better that they came to Kvura. So the question is, when somebody has a suffix in Berchas Hamazon and he needs to repeat Berchas Hamazon, which brachas does he repeat? Does he repeat only the first three brachas? That's midaraisa, and sofik daraisa lechumre, so you repeat it? Or, and what about the fourth bracha? The fourth bracha is only the Rabbanon. So legaba the fourth bracha, we're going back to the cloud that sofik brachas lahokel, and you don't repeat the fourth bracha. Or you're supposed to repeat the fourth bracha as well. So the Magen Avraham and Simen Chif Pei Dalet Sif Koton Zayin says Vetzorich Levarich Gam Bracha Dalet Deloy Lezilzula Ba. You need, when you redo the brachas, you should do the fourth bracha as well. Kidei Shelo Yovoy Lezalzul Ba means that he's going to think, if I repeat only three brachas, that means the fourth one is not so important. So Chas V'Sholem, if he's going to have plain Brachas HaMazon, he's also not going to take care of the fourth bracha to do it, because we see that it's not so important. The Magen Avraham brings this from Rash Chiyum in Maria Leiby. This is two achronim that he brings this svara, Kedei Shelo Yovoy Lezalzul Ba. Now we have two gdoile aposkim, the Gaon HaGadol Reb Shlomo Kluger, the Chibin HaRav called him the Sara Toire, and the Gaon HaGadol the Yeshua Yaakov, both bring this Magen Avraham, but for some reason they bring the Magen Avraham like it would be from a Rishon. Magen Avraham b'shem Ratbaz, b'shem Arayvet, and we're saying right away that Senishdu Azarat Baza, Senishdu Azarayvet, not I wouldn't dare say it, but the Goan, the Zdachemet, which the Kol HaTorah Kula was Minach Be'yodoy, he says that Senishdu Azarayvet. And we see that Magen Avraham brings it Achroinim, but it happens, Shtamuta. Al Kolpanim, they took it for granted. This is a klal, that when you need to repeat a deraisa, you need to do the Rabbanan Tos, the Leila Zulzula Bey. From this, they stretched it out, and they came up with a new yisoid in Kol HaTorah Kula. We all know that sofik deraisa lechumra. If you have a sofik in a psa deraisa, a shal in a isa deraisa, lechumra, sofik derabonon, lekula. What happens, as we'll see the examples, when they get together in one chayfetz, in one story, the deraisa with the rabbonon, and it's a sofik. Can we say the legaba de deraisa will say sofik deraisa lechumra, and the legaba de rabbonon will say sofik derabonon lekula? So they say no. From the Magen Avraham we learn when there's a sofik with Berachas HaMazon, which is a sofik legaba dem deraisa, legaba the first three brachas, and it's a sofik legaba de rabbanon, we're saying that you need to do the sofik de rabbanon as well. We need to repeat the loy lezilzula bay. So if there is a sofik de rabbanon by itself, itak a sofik de rabbanon lekula. But if they got together sofik deraisa and de rabbanon, we're saying that the Rabbanon, you have to be machmer as well as the Doraisa, Kedei Deloy Lezilzula Bey. And therefore, they have a big taina. They brought it from Rishonim. So they have a big taina on a psak from the Shach. In Yerideye, Simen Tzadiches, there is a discussion as follows. We'll try to give the Yisoidah so everybody can follow us. We all know that there's a din bitl beroiv. What means a din bitl beroiv? Sfaltarana iser in chad betray, one iser in two heter, that is bottle. When? Only if it's yovish beyovish, it wasn't cooked together. Then chad betray bottle. But if we cooked together a iser with a heter, and we're talking about min be'enei minoi, so we're feeling the taste of the iser in the heter, is do adin fin tam ki iker. Tam ki iker is a machlokes rishonim, whether it's the rabbanon or it's the raisa. We're paskening la loche, and it's not even considered a sofik, as the Prima Gudim says, that tam ki iker is minatoire, and therefore, oi the iser is an angle from the ne'enei minoi, you need to have shishim. It have 60 times the amount of the iser. Then we know that we don't feel the iser, and then the dim bittle goes back chad betray. But it needs shishim to take away the lomdas from tam ke iker. What happens mi be minoi? What happens if a navela fell into a pot of meat? Min beminoi. We can't feel the taste of navela because the ganze top of the meat. Min beminoi min atoyre beribe butland sinish shayach kantam keiker. Because there's no taste. You can't feel. The Rashba explains tam keiker is like we would nicker iser because we feel the iser. It's like nicker iser. But min beminoi, you don't feel the iser. Blap min atoyre chad betray butl, you don't eat shishim. But the Rabbonim came and said, Yovish be Yovish min beminoi istak echad betray butl. But if it's Yovish, if it was cooked together, benach goizer minoi oto eina minoi. In eina minoi the chesmederaisa valtam ke iker, and therefore bamin beminoi you need shishim as well as eina minoi. Now the Machaba presents us with the shayla as follows. What happens if I had on the stove soup and meat, and a navela flesh fell into this pot? So we have a shaila that an iser fell into eino minoi, which is the soup, and into min beminoi, because we have and the minoi is rav. We have two pieces of meat, two kazaisim of heter, one kazais iser, but the soup is eino minoi. So the question is, how do we go about it? One would say, what's the problem? We have min b'mina chad betray. The question is, we're going to see what the shayla is negeya. So what's the shayla? We need min b'mina daf madach shishim. The shayla is as follows. If the Bechaba paskins that if I had a pat min b'ina minoi, and I don't know if it was shishim, and part of the soup was spilled for some reason, it was spilled, and now it's cold. But I have a suffix, if maybe it seems to me that before the soup was spilled, we had shishim. The Mechaba passes suffix deraisa. Suffix deraisa lechumra. But if the same shayla would be a min beminoi, that part of the heter minoi was spilled, and I have a suffix that it might have been shishim, suffix derabana lekula. Now what happens if a navela fell into a pot that we have soup and we have meat and part of it was spilled and we have a sofik shishim? Are we saying min b'mina b'riba botle dechas nami d'rabbana sofik d'rabbana l'kula, or are we going after the eina minoi? So the Mechaber brings a psak from the Rashba. The Rashba says, salik she'enoi minoi kemi she'enoi Uminoi roba olav emavatloi, and the hesber is as follows. All the achronim are shmuzing how to explain it, but the hesber is very poshut. A bittle of chad betray is a bittle in mitzius, meaning it doesn't have to have a taste. It's yovish be yovish. So the minute that the nevele falls into the pot, and there is two heter, min b'minoi, is min b'minoi before it has a chance even to give a taste, a tam keiker. Vertus ibigit right of a heter. The Shach does not agree with the Mechaber. And the Prima Godem explains it because in the soup, it might be that the navela gives a stronger taste than the heter, because we see some meat is more juicier. So you don't have in the soup chad betray. He says he doesn't agree with the Mechaber. So what does he say? Pask in the shach that we're splitting it, we're dividing it. The min b'minoi, the meat is mitter. Vasofik the rabbona lekule. We're saying that there was shishim, but the soup, which is eina minoi, is mamachmer v'altan kikah deraisa. Freiter pshleim ekligim midishuas Yaakov. How could you, with the same pot, say that legabe the deraisa were saying that it wasn't shishim, and legabe the rabbona you're saying suffer the leluvel is elzulebei? We see by Berachas Hamazon that it's not so. I know that some chevra are hopping already. They did, but let's have a little bit patience. Yeah. Savlunas, patience. Yeah, you got it. But But we have what there, yeah. But it's pretty obvious the heavenliness. I'm sure a lot of Chavrachapit. But let's build it. Let's show how it is. So here we're going with another dugma, with another sample to show that this Yesod that the Shias Yaakov and the Shlomo Kluger built has a problem. Where's the problem? Where's the second problem? And the Gemara says as follows: Chutim is Oirim in Pesach that fell into a tafshel. Im nizbaku, if they busted, they have a zdokim, then it's chometz gomer. Im lo nizbaku, they're still whole. They're not split. Then is a machloikis between the gemer marich. Is a machloikis. It's a chometz anish. So the Rif and the Rosh say, and the Mechaber Paskin Dazoi in the Rechaim, in Simen Tov Samach Zayin Siftes, that Legabe the Chitim is Seoirim, was a Sofik the Reise, Dachman Machmer Zandas a Chometz Gomor. But if this Chitim is Seoirim fell into a Tafshel that has Shishim, but Chometz Zedech Midarabonam Bamashi, special, we're talking about Al Yedei Tarivas, is the Chitim and the Soirim itself, you can't eat Vasasov with the Reis Alechimre. But the Tafshel that has Shishim with the Chnora the Rabbonon, Zeyichsofik the Rabbonon lekilim and begesenem Tafshel. So we see from Rishonim, the Rif and the Rosh, that in the same Tafshel that had a sofik the raisa and a sofik the rabbanon, you legabed in the raisa zukman lechomer and the legabed the rabbanon zukman lekule. So the hamamish astir it to the ganze klal. But the Rambam is, as one of the chaverim already wanted to bring out, and we're going to explain that and get into it, that there's a big difference. There's a big difference when the Raisa is a separate entity and the Rabbonin is a separate entity. It so happened that they got together, then we go. It's not a, why don't we say that Sofik the Rabbonin Lekula is a zilzel? It's not a zilzel. Hoche Hasni, that's the way they wanted to make a difference between the Raisa and the Rabbonin. So we can say that even if it got together, blab the alter klal, it stays that Sofik the Raisa Lekula. Over here by Berchus HaMuzim, what are we saying? The Chachomim, it's not that the Chachomim said that I want to add to Berchus HaMuzim. I am adding another bracha. It's part of Berchus HaMuzim. Yeah, that's what you wanted to say. So if you have a Sofik, whether you did Berchus HaMuzim and you're repeating Berchus HaMuzim, you're not repeating the bracha dalet, this is a richtige zilzel. Because the Chachomim added it as part of Berchus HaMuzim. This is the chilik that we can say, and it's very, very clear. That means that when a derais and a derabona get together, we can say, Sofik derais alechimre, Sofik derabona lekule. Now let's see an example. Let's bring another example that's very, very similar, and it connects to this ganze shmus. We know there's a big machlokes apostle, and we started mentioning it about Berchus HaTorah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't mention Berchus HaTorah as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Rambam on his parish and Sefer on his Asogois on Sefer HaMitzvahs, which brings there all the mitzvahs that the Rambam did not mention. So the Rambam says that Berchus HaTorah is min HaTorah, min Deraisa. So Deraisa. The Shagas Aryeh, which is we don't need to present who the Shagas Aryeh is. Alavai, which should be offered Tachas Kapas Raglov. But his shita is that, like one of the Rishonim, he brings his Machriya ben Rishonim. He brings the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban, and he is Machriya. He brings Kamarayas that Berchus HaTorah is min HaTorah, and therefore, if you have a Sofik, whether you did Berchus HaTorah, you need to redo it just like Berchus HaMuzim. That is his Machriya in Simen Chav Dalet. In Simen Chav Hei Frekter, which brochas do we repeat? Because it's definitely that only one brocha is min HaTorah. The other two or the other one is the question whether you consider it for one brocha, for two brochas. Lasik B'Divrei Torah, Malam HaTorah, Lam Yisrael. is only the Rabbanim. He says, so he says that you repeat only one bracha. And which bracha? Asher Bachar Banu. Why? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that this bracha is me'ule sheba bracha. It's the nicest bracha, Rashi says, because yeshbo kilus lashem v'la toire v'la yisrael, and therefore you repeat only Asher Bachar Banu. But the Prichodesh Nesim Mem Zayin also holds that Berchas HaTorah is Min HaTorah, and he also holds that you need to repeat the Berchas HaTorah. But when being done, whether you repeat all three brachas, he says definitely you need to repeat all three brachas. And the Prima Godin brings him down in Mishbet Zov in his maskim that you need to repeat all three brachas. From where the Prichodesh brings a raya? So it brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam pasket in Perik beis mehilches krishma locha yid gimel. Sofi koro kriyashma. We know krishma, the chadaraisa, shachris v'yarvis. And he has a sofi tzikoro krishma denish. Choyzer v'koyre in berches kriyashma. He reads again he makes the Kriya Shema together with the Berchus Krishma. In Azoy Paskin the Mechaber and Simas Samach Zayin Sif Aleph Sofikim Kora Krishma Choyze V'Koyre Mavorach Lefoneyo Ulachreyo. Frag the Prichodosh Krishma Itake the Raisa. So when you have a Sofik you need to repeat. But the Berchus Krishma Dechnora the Rabbonon. Why do we repeat the Berchus Krishma? So from this it brings a raya that if you repeat them the Raisa, you're also repeating them the Rabbonon, although it's a bracha. What is the Shagasariya doing? We're going to see why. Mezidah the Hasber, the Loyal Zilzile Bay, or a different Hasber. The Shagasariya was Kol HaTorah Kulo Monach Lefonai, saw the Rambam. And he brings it down. He says, we have a raya from Rambam that we need to repeat the brachas as well. Tanain, Sinishka raya. Why? Now here is the second svara why Berchas HaMozn, but he's not talking about Berchas HaMozn. He brings a tshuva sarashba, Chaylik Aleph, Simen Shien Chof Aleph. The Rashba is talking about the Shalif and the Rambam. Why the Rambam said that you need to repeat Krishma in Berchaseyu. In Azukta follows, Tamuridik is svara. He said, what's the pshat Berchas Krishma? Berchas Krishma is the pshat, the Chazalom Masakin Gevein, that whenever you read Kriya Shema Deraisa, I want you to read it together with this brachas. It should be more perfect, more represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a higher, in a nicer level. So the Berchas Krishma is just an addition to Kriya Shema. So the Rashba says, if we have a Sofik, whether he read Krishma or not, and we're saying that he should read again Kriya Shema, is automatic he needs to do the Berchas Krishma. The Berchas Krishma he doesn't redo because of a Sofik. Because we can be Berchas Krishma. He redoes it because he redoes the Krishma. And the Berchas Krishma was Mesukim Kidei. The Krishma should be better. And it brings a Moira de Keraya. It brings a Moira de Keraya because the Rambam and his Shuvat al Chachmei Lunu, they asked him the same question. What was the question? They asked, if you're saying that we read Krishma together with the brachas, what happens if I have a Sofik, if I was Mekayim Mitzvah Lulav, and I have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Lulav again? Do we repeat the bracha, the Mitzvah Lulav is another Rabbanon? The Rambam 9, a Berchas HaMitzvah is not like Berchas Krishma. A Berchas HaMitzvah is a detach, the Rabbana wanted to thank Hashem for the mitzvah. If you think that you thanked already Hashem, you cannot repeat it. Sofik the Rabbana Likule. So the Shagas Aryeh says, we see from the Rambam himself that only by Berchas Krishma the Tikkun was L'Torah Krishma, and therefore he decides that Berchas HaTorah is not the same. We can argue about that. But that's what the Shagas Aryeh says. Now, let's go on and see that the Prichodesh, not on the spot, in the Likutim, it's not a Norechaim Simarech test, he brings up the same question that the Mogen Avraham brings out in Berachas Hamazon. If I had a Sofek Berachas Hamazon, I have to redo it. Do I redo it with all the four brachas or only with three? Bring the Prichodesh Araya from my Ofener Mishnah. The Mishnah is the brachas of Chof Amet Bayis. Balkeri Mevorech Ala Mazon La'achrov. A Balkeri was in Bismana Gemurat and Shkitut Macha Bruche is a Mavorach ala Bocha Machrov. The Eina Mavorach Lefonov, the means Berchas Amazon he does because of the Raisa, but Lefonov, the Amoitz Lechem, he doesn't do. Mishum the Havam Midarabonon, Midarabonon, we don't want you that they should say it. Frey the Prichodesh, if we're going to be Machalik Berchas Amazon itself, between the three brachas d'oraisa and the fourth bracha d'rabbanan, why is the Mishnah only mechalek between berachas hamazon la'achrov and berachas hamotzi lefonov? Berachas hamazon itself, we can find the difference between the first three brachas versus d'oraisa. He doesn't say. He says, but the fourth bracha d'rabbanan, he doesn't say. Is the haraya that legabe berachas hamazon, you cannot separate it. If he says berachas hamazon the raisa, he needs to say the fourth bracha. Now, what is the prichodesh give the time? Why taka do we say all brachas? Listen carefully, my Rebbe Rabbi Yisai. Zog the prichodesh as follows. Ulechoyre efsha dahayne tame kemo shekosev marshazal. I don't know if this is the same marash chiyun that the Magen Avraham, but it brings it from an achron. Ki heiche deloylese lezelzulabei. That's the time from the Magen Avraham. But he adds another time. Ochein en tzorech laze. Elokivish tzorech levorach hagimul broches menatoyre. Roe she yevorchu gam kem broche revis. Uke ahi de kose ve rambam. Bezal behilches krishma pairik bais din yit gimul. So the Prechodesh applies the Rambam, but the Rambam says in Birchas Krishma that this is part of Krishma, and that's why if you repeat Krishma because of Sofi, you repeat the brachas as well. So the Prechodesh says, but Berachas Hamazon is el bezach. There's no difference. The Chachamim said, whenever you do Berachas Hamazon, you must add a fourth bracha. Unbelievable.
This bracha wasn't to enhance the first three brachas like Krishma. It's an additional bracha they added on.
That's the question. That's the question. The Prichodesh, that's the machloikis really. Even La Lochet is a big machloikis, we're going to see. That is the million-dollar question. Was it to enhance the first three brachas as the Prichodesh understood? Or we see, look, for example, the Magen Avraham, that he only said the Loy Lezulzulabay. He didn't say because it was Mesukun to enhance. And then when he says the Loy Lezulzulabay, but the Prichodesh uses it exactly as the Rambam uses the Birchas Krishma for Krishma. That's the question. And the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that when you have a Sofik in Berachas Hamazon, you need to do all four brachas the Leilas of Zulabay. And amazingly, the Shulchan Aruch Harav Paskin talk the same thing, but he brings down both timing. He says in Simekuf Peidalet Siv Bey, the Shulchan Aruch Harav from Balatanya, Vim Nele Memene Velo Yoda Im Birich Berachas Hamazon Im Lav, Im ochlach sova, first it has to be a deraisa, choizer im avorach misofek, mit neishu sofek shel teure, vechol mokom she choizer im avorach tzurich loimer gam ken brocha revis, shehi medivrei sofrim, kedei she lo yevo lezalzul bo, the oid, shekach Hoiso hatakone shebechol pam shemavorach berachas hamazon yevorach dalot brachas. So he felt that it's the same thing like the prichodesh. That's the prichodesh. Lehaloche. The zelbzach by berachas haTorah. Everything is open. Everything is open. We can say by berachas haTorah is the same thing. Very good. Lehaloche is as follows. But Berachas HaTorah, most of the Poskim say that you should not redo Berachas HaTorah, because a lot of Poskim hold that it's only the Rabbanan. And the biggest raya is from the Mechaber that I mentioned, in Siman Reish Tes, Siv Gimel, B'chol HaBrochas of the Mechaber Klor, Im Nistapik Im Birchim Lav, Einam Mavarech, Chutz Mi Berachas HaMozen, Shehi Shel Torah. Why didn't the Mechaber say Chutz Mi Berachas HaTorah? So we see the Berachas, he also held the Berachas HaTorah is not the Rabbanan. So the Kaf HaChaim Paskes, though he has a Shaila, then he should be Moitzi with someone, or he should do without Shem HaMalchus. When the Sofik, the Raisa with the Rabbanan came together, we see that it's not a problem, because the one Mitzukim together, we can be Paskin the Sofik, the Raisa, Lechimra, and the Sofik, the Rabbanan, Lekula. But Berachas HaMozen is a big machloikis. The Ashkenazim go along with the Psak from the Magen Avraham and the Prichodesh, was not Ashkenazi, but he also said that you should do the fourth bruch as well. The Sfardim go along with a lot of their Poskim, the Kaf HaChaim, that says you do only three bruches, because Prialim we see in the Mishnah should do only three bruches. Now let's move on to the Chelik HaGodet. We mentioned that three bruches is Min HaTorah. The fourth bruche, the Gemara says in Brachas that Memches Amud Beis, Hatoiv veHameitiv beYavne Tiknu Keneged Harugei Betar. Domar of Masna Oisei Hayoim Shenitnu Harugei Betar Likvira Tiknu beYavne Hatoiv veHameitiv. Hatoiv Shelo Yisricho. The bodies weren't corrupt and they didn't smell. VeHameitiv Shenitnu Likvura. Since we are saying it at least once a day, hopefully, and we'll see that we need to say it with Kavana, I think it's very, very important, and I'm pretty much in the time frame, to elaborate a little bit on this important bracha. We're saying it every day, Yatoiv HaMeitiv, and everybody thinks Yatoiv HaMeitiv. It's very good what we think, that we did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is good for us, and we made business very, very good. But we can't forget why the Tikkun was. The Tikkun was because of Harugei Betar that they came to Kvura. So let's see what happened over there. Let's highlight it to see how important and how heilig this bracha is. To better appreciate the tremendous miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu conferred upon the Riga Betar, let us refer to the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Tanis, the populace of Beitar, meaning all the people of Beitar, joined Bar Kokhba's rebellion. Bar Kokhba rebelled against the Romans approximately 60 years after the Chorban of the second Beis HaMikdash. According to the Yerushalmi, why were the Harugei Betar punished so strong with the Sachzuristic Misa? So the Yerushalmi says that the Samaritan Dikazak that's negated to all of us. According to the Yerushalmi, they were punished for not mourning over the Chorban of Beis HaMikdash. Toner Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Nien Beis Shona Osas Beita Lacher Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Velom Chorva Al Shehidliku Neirois La'achar Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Probably after the Chorban, they didn't light candles at night to be Avelus, and they did. That's why they got this tremendous punishment. So let's hear what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi adds as follows: Kerem Godol Hoyo Ladrianus Arosha. Adrianus, the wicked, had a vineyard. Shmoina osor mil al shmoina osor mil, 18 mil of 18 mil, kemoi mitverya litzipoira, which is a long stretch of property. And what did he do when he killed the Harugei Betar? Vehi kifu geder maharugei Betar meloi koimo ipishut yudayim. They were stood upright with stretched hands and feet. And they were together, they were the gather around this vineyard from these Harugei Betar. It's important to hear, because we're looking for Murdika, Murdika Kiddush, Murdika Nekuda over here. V'loigozer aleim sheikbury, didn't let them be buried. They were the fence of this vineyard. Ad she'omad melech achar, After Adonis died, the gozer aleim sheikbru. Omar Rav Choyne mishenitna aruge beta lekvura nikva hatoiv v'hamaitiv hatoiv sheloi nisrechu v'hamaitiv shenitnu lekvura. If I would say to somebody as a prosta ying would say, 7 years they weren't buried, and then we make a bracha that after 7 years they were buried. But this is the chmoyredik. The Gemara in Gittin daf nun zayin umud alav zog the Gemara zoi. Bemesnitin tonne, sheva shonim, botru of dey kechovem es karmehem, midomon shal Yisrael beloi zevel. With the blood of the Jewish victims of the Aruge Beter, the Goyim were able to harvest the grapes from their vineyards for 7 years without fertilizer. We can now begin, Moira Verabosai, to comprehend the incredible miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conferred upon the Aruge Beter. On one hand, they were punished for not having a violence on the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, that there were 7 years, they were offense on the vineyard of this Roshe. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserved their bodies for 7 years, not allowing decay and stench to affect them until they were zoiche to kvure. Upon careful consideration, this was clearly an awesome yet frightening miracle. For 7 years, the corpses of those Aruge Beter stood upright with outstretched arms, forming a fence around the wicked Hadrian Vineyard. Okay, it says that it should be a little bit longer, at least not shorter, so at least we can finish the point. So we have 7 years. The corpses of those Aruge Beter stood upright with outstretched arms, forming a fence around the Hadrian Arusha vineyard. In the winter, they were exposed to the cold and rain, their bodies. In the summer, they were exposed to the burning heat of the sun. Despite of all this, their corpses did not fall prey to stench or decay. Those lifeless bodies stood strong against the powerful forces of nature, as if to provoke the wicked Hadrian, who placed them there to disgrace them. It is as if they were mocking him and declaring publicly, "It is not you who put us here. It is Hashem who punished us for our sins, and it is He who is watching over us and preserving our bodies." Then, after 7 years, they were brought to Kvura. This explains why it was necessary to institute a special blessing for the miracle Hatoiv Hameituv, He who is good, for miraculously not allowing the bodies to decay and smell, and He who confers good for ensuring that they were ultimately afforded Kvura. This is the Hatoiv Hameituv that we're saying every time. The only question that remains, Moira Verabosai, Moiridik, but what has that got to do with my plate of food? I had a good meal. Oh, Rabbeinu Shloilem, thanks. Agroisin Yashikoyech. And until now, I'm talking to myself as well. Atoiv Ameitiv. Comes the Pinchas Friedman and says, no, it's not enough. Atoiv Ameitiv, you need to picture how these Aruge Beter stood upright like a fence around the vineyard. And after 7 years, they were buried. Why spoil the appetite? But the Rambam says, Azoi, The Rosh, one of the Rishonim in Brochus, explains, Vekovuhu beberches amozon shekula hoidoe, Vamrinem be Yerushalmi, Kishenechreve beitar, Nigde o keren Yisroel, Vein asido lachzoir, Achi Yovoi Ben David. The Aruge Beter were Kedoshim v'Tahorim, Lomdim v'Flogim. And the Gemara says, Nigda O Keren Yisroel. ואין עשידו לחזור עד שיובי בן דוד ולכך סומכיהו אצל בוני ירושלים. When we say יובני ירושלים ירא הקודש במהרה בימינו, and we think, oy vey, I need to go into business, I need to call this guy. No. Ivnei Yerushalayim, we need to connect to Boina Yerushalayim and to remind us how important it is to be, to daven for Yerushalayim and to have avelis for Yerushalayim. We are saying right away, Hatoiva Hametiv Harugai better, that were brought to Kvura after 7 years. And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with them the miracle of 7 years? Because they were Gedolim B'Yisrael, they were Tamid Chachomim, they were of the Hashem, but they did not mourn for the Beis Hamikdash. So when we said Boinei Barachma Yerushalayim Amen, it's HaToiv HaMeitiv. We need to remember how important it is really to think about Yerushalayim and not about anything else. An additional explanation is provided by the Balaturim on the spot that in Parshas Ekev. He says, his explanation is more from a Musar vantage point. He addresses the Psukim and Parshas Ekev, which connect with Berachas HaMazon. Right away after V'chalto V'savato, there are some Psukim. The Pasuk says as follows, V'chalto V'savato Ivarachtes Hashem Elokecho Alo Oretz HaToiva Shenosan Loch. What is the Pasuk Vater? Hishomer Lecho Pen Tishkach Es Hashem Elokecho Pen toichal v'savato, ibatim toivim tivne v'yoshavto, v'ram levavecho v'shechachtos Hashem Elokecho, v'amarto bilvavecho koichi v'oitzem yodi, oso li es hachayil hazeh. Zog de posuk v'zachartu es Hashem Elokecho, ki hu hanoysen lecho koich lasus choyil. So says the Balaturim, therefore, to remind us not to get carried away with the, I know what stake you had, or whatever it is. Don't get carried away, it's a shtickel gashmius. Remember that comes a time that we give a toiva hamaita, that we should be able to come to Kvura. Yeah, the Gemara says like this in Brachas Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Alzois yitzpala kachosid alecho leis metzoi. So the Gemara leis metzoi zu Kvura. Every yid has to be mispala. It's not so poshut. We can't take it for granted. So to remember after eating, we shouldn't chaz v'chalila. The Balaturim says that. The Balaturim, son of Arosh, the Heilige Balaturim, not to get carried away to gain back the Yiras Shemayim. We're saying Baruch HaToiv HaMaitiv to remember what everybody's end is. I want to be Messiah this year. We'll see what how we'll do it. But I'm already Likras the Siyam Ashir. We'll be Messiah mid the Chinuch. There's a nowadays, and I'm not saying it ironically, I'm not making fun, although sometimes it's overdone. People are looking for all kinds of zgulis of parnosa and under zachum, but we need to remember, if we're talking about Berachas HaMazon, we need to remember it. It would be nice to have a sign in the house. The chinuch says in mitzvah tof lamed, which is the mitzvah from v'chalto v'savato v'arachto, kach mekubel anim raboisa yishmerim keil shekol hazohir beberachas HaMazon Mezenoisa Mitsuyinloi Bechovet Kol Yomov. We're talking about a Rishon, the Chinuch. One of the Rishonim, the Machlok is who beit Machabi and the Chinuch, but one of the Rishonim is everybody Moide, because always with the Shittas Ramban. Kach Mekubal Anim Raboisa Yishmerim Keil, Shekol Azor Beberches Amozoin, Mezenoisa Mitsuyinloi Bechovet Kol Yomov. And the Be'er Hatev on the spot, in a Rechaim, and a spot, this is a mitzvah of Lama, this is in a Rechaim, Simen Kuf Pei Hei Os Alev, Zug the Berheitev, Matzasi, Lomo Ein Pei, End of Pei, Pei Soifis, Beberches HaMazon, Lefi Shekol Mi Shebirech, Berches HaMazon Bekavona, Ein Shoilit Boi, Loi Af, Veloi Ketzev, umezanoisa mitzuyin loy berevach ibechovoid kol yomov. Brings from the chinuchin ateres kainim. The hamedagdik yizer levorach davke toch haseifer veloy balpe. Kosev beseifer chasidim. Maase beechot shemes. When is the seifer chasidim rebuda achusid? When is gala bechaloyim leechat mikroivov? Vam omar loy bechol yoim donin oisi. Al shaloi hoyisi medagdek levorach kola broches bekavonas halev. And here is another moiridike nekuda of Berachas Hamazon. If I may ask, and I'm asking, because I am saying it to myself, because I also need a tikkun, and it's not saying because of another. We all need chizik from time to time. It's such a great thing that you did. The chevra know that I have no words to express the moiridike rash that you guys are causing in Himmel, that will leave over everything behind and are oile to Yerushalayim Mira Kodesh, and to sit and learn all day long. It's moiridik. It's moiridik. I don't have enough words to express what a rash this macht in Himmel, that Ribbono Shel Olam Lashon already send all Klal Yisrael to Yerushalayim. So we're here in Yerushalayim. I just want to be mechazik myself and all the chaverim to really, when we learn Berachas Hamazon, to start applying, saying it a little bit more mekavone. If we say that it's a zgula to parnose, it's a good temptation to overcome the yetzer hara. But here's a moiridike, another very important point. The big mekubel, the Aviyim v'Rabim shel kol shel Hasidim v'shel Agro v'Talmidov, the Arizal, who's the Rebbe of all the Rebbes, he says in Shara Mitzvahs Parshas Ekev, he brings the Zohar HaKodesh, that when you do Berachas Hamazon, and it needs to be besimcha gedoyle, besimcha gedoyle, had a tremendous happiness, ki b'schus zeh Yashpiel Yakudish Baruch Hu Gamken es Parnasosa Besimcha. And here is the quotation from the Arizal. It's important. Gam tzorich sheteida ki af al pi shenizbar le'el shebetoch ha'seude imu b'chol yis'atzev al liboy al achorben keniske le'el b'shem azoyer. In the weekdays we need to remind of the Chorben. Om nom be berches amozoin adarabe tzorich laharoi simche yeseirei beliboi ikim oishakosuv bezoyer vayakal al boyaz. It says ba boyaz vayoichal vayesht vayetev liboi. The brich al mezoine, he made the berches amozoin on his food besimche uvetoiv leivov. He explains the Ri HaKodesh. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is mashpia, parnose, and food. And when we say that, we must remember, mashpia mozen, it doesn't make a difference. You have $2 million in bank. Mozen means that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is mashpia, that the mozen should be healthy for you. It should be healthy for you. Is a kodesh baruch hu mashpia es amozen shelonu lashchine shei shoyrish nish misisrol the shchine the kolmukim shigolu shchine imoim, this is the shoyrish nish misisrol va achar kach hi mechalekes es amozen lonu bnei yisrol tzatzoi, the shchine goes up and says ribbono shel olam, man atayri kinderlich need food, they need health, they want to learn your Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives her Shefa, and she goes and she gives it to her children. Zog deri HaKadosh, I'm quoting, V'al yidei masha'uni mechavnim ba'achiloseinu uni mamshichin lo ha'shefa u'mozoin u'mema she'aunu mamshichin lo hi mechalekes achar kach v'noseines mozen v'achilu eleinu v'lechein tzorich levorach Berachas Hamazon, ba'ayin toive besimcha yeseire, Laharis lefaneu kinedivim be'ain toive veloikitzora ayin ve'oz gam hin osenes lonom azonisenu besimcho be'ain atoiv. When I prepared this shmuz, I said to myself, Ribbono shel Olam, how many times are we mekayim? Myself, you know, Berachas Hamazon, we must be a sample for our family. Berachas Hamazon, we see ourselves out of the door already. This Berachas Hamazon is a burden that we must overcome. Instead of showing the children we're not doing Berachas Hamazon, let's do it together. What a sweet minig I saw by a lot of that they sing it. They sing it as of the Bislaz Amnigin. We're doing Berachas Hamazon, which is not less important than the food itself. To do Besimcha. If we're going to do it b'simcha, we're going to have siyata d'shemaye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mashpia for us shefa, brocha, v'atzlocha. And we're going to be zoiche to the gula shleima. With the ganze klal Yisrael will come to Yerushalayim. And Mashiach Tzidkeni will give the shir right here in this path. Or in the Besamikdash.